want to begin thanking all the Chazayim, as always, for setting everything up in such a Bekavati way. And all my Yedidim, B'nai HaMishpacha, Mevakshei Hashem, B'frat, I want to thank Yedid Navshi, Yaakov Hagler. We already have a Chazaka, Baruch Hashem, for many years. Yaakov brings us into the Zman and Hamakudoshim, into the time of the Yom Niroim. We come in with Yaakov. 1 year Yaakov disappointed us. He promised he wouldn't do that again. We should be together, with something so secure, and come singing together to Yerushalayim. We have an expression to say slichus. It's hard to believe so much has gone, so much time has passed, so many things have happened. Demis says, today already feels like 3-4 days to me. That expression that we have to say slichus, the Ahavas itself and Vishnus said, it's really not such a good expression to say slichus. We have to ask and beg for slichus. We have to ask for forgiveness. We have to beg the Borei Olam for forgiveness. He's been so good to us. And we don't treat him the way that he deserves to be treated. And Lecha Hashem Atzdoke, V'lonu Boishes Apon, we're going to say soon those words. After hearing, after the first Tet Ashrei and the Kaddish, the Nusach of Yontif, that reaches right away beyond all of the walls that we've built up over the year. Those words, not to say slichus, but to ask and to beg for slichus. L'cha Hashem Atzdoke V'lonu Boishes Apon. To say once again that Rabbi Shalom, you're right, and we're embarrassed. V'lonu Boishes Apon. Lo b'chesed, lo b'maasim. We don't really have much to say for ourselves. What have we accomplished this past year? That I myself know boishti v'nechlamti more than anybody here. Did we keep our promises? Did we come closer to the Rebbeinu Shlomo? Every year I speak about these words. The Baruch Shalom knows that I'm totally unworthy to speak Bechlal, the Rabbim, and to a Tzibur, and especially this time of the year. And the only reason that it's possible for somebody like myself to open up my mouth to say anything is only to be Melamed Zechus on Klal Yisrael. That's all. And everybody knows who's been here that all of the Diburim that are from now until the end of the Yom Tov, from the end of Simchas Torah, are all Diburim only to give Nachas Ruach to Hashem, to say good things about Klal Yisrael, to be Melamed Zechus on ourselves, because that's what Hashem Zbach wants us to do. So we say these words, Kedalim Ucheroshim Dachachim Lasecha, like poor, impoverished people. Dachachim Lasecha, we bang on your door. compassionate and merciful one, we're banging on your door. I was thinking, it's so uncharacteristic of a poor person to pound on somebody's door. Even though we've met people like that, and we know there is such a thing. It's uncharacteristic of a poor person. But the Shalom Aleph says, Sahanunan yadaber rosh, a person who's poor, the nature of a poor person is to be humble. That's the emes. And with the humility, we don't have a pounding on the door. With the humility, there's a tapping on the door, a scratching on the door. And many times the truly poor and humble person could stand outside for a long time and not being able to bring himself to gather up the nerve and the courage to even tap. Sahanun yadabarash. But here we meet an interesting person, an interesting poor person. Ourselves. Kedalim u'cheroshim da'afakna d'lasach. We're pounding on the door. And at the same time we're saying, v'cha Hashem atztokav lo nabayshas hakonim, that we're embarrassed. It doesn't stim, it doesn't go. The feeling of embarrassment and shame and the pounding on the door, which indicates some degree of azas, of chutzpah, of self-confidence, of something, but not typical of the impoverished and humble person. Ribbono Shel Olam sent one person more than anybody else into the world to teach us how to daven, to teach us the way of tefillah, and that's David Malka Mashiach, David HaMelech. And in Tehillim, David HaMelech tells us that there are different types of tefillahs. There are different tefillahs, there are different mispalalim. He received tefillahs. Because I saw in these tefillahs different ways of approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have in Tehillim tefillah LaDavid, tefillah LaMoshe, and those are different ways of davening. Tefillah LaDavid, Tefillah LaMoshe. I'm not going to go into that right now, but there's a Tefillah LaDavid, there's a Tefillah LaMoshe. And then there's a Tefillah that's called Tefillah LaAni, a poor man's Tefillah. Tefillah LaAni, Kiyatav, Tefillah LaAni. And we've heard of these, and we're familiar with them from St. Tillam, and we've heard drashas about Tefillah LaDavid, Tefillah LaMoshe, Tefillah LaAni. Then this is that there's another tefillah, there's another way of davening. Another way of davening that we have to find out more about, because it's the way of davening for this time, for our generation. In Kuf Beis, David HaMelech reveals tefillahs Ha'arar. It's a strange word. Ayin Reish, Ayin Reish. Tefillahs Ha'arar. What does that mean? Tefillahs Ha'arar. The translation of Arar means somebody who is totally devastated and crushed. Tefillahs Ha'arar. Pone el tefillah sa'ara. It doesn't possible. Hashem, we thank you because you have turned to and listened to the prayer of the crushed and desperate one. The devastated, crushed and desperate Jew. Tfilas Ha'aron. Now what's the difference between the Ani and the Arar, the poor person and the devastated person? So as far as Tfilah La'ani is concerned, that's a din in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridaya, in Simen Reish and Aleph. Those of you who have learned Hilchos Tzedakah and Yeridaya are familiar with this din. It can be summarized with the three words, Ein Bodkin B'Mezaynus. Ein Bodkin B'Mezaynus means that if a Jew comes to your door and he says, Ha'afiluni, give me something to eat. He doesn't come to have a discussion. He doesn't come with papers and with proofs. He comes with one word, Ha'afiluni, I'm starving. Ha'afiluni, feed me, I need something to eat. The din in Shulchan Aruch is Ein Bodkin B'Mezaynus. You're not allowed to start asking this person for credentials, for signatures, for letters, for explanations, for history. Ein Bodkin B'Mezaynus. A Yid comes and he says, Ha'achiluni, I'm hungry. The din is Ma'achilin Oysay Miyad. My wife and I have a vivid recollection. It could be that Meir and Suri, the oldest, might remember in Far Rockaway, there were a couple of chevra that came to the door. They didn't say the exact word ha'achiluni, but they said, they didn't come really for money, they just said, we're draying around all day, Brooklyn and Far Rockaway, different neighborhoods, and we haven't eaten. And it was Sunday, and it was just supper time. And my wife opened the door and she said, come in. And she wanted to sit them down at the table and to prepare, so, you know, that they should have in a bekavedik way. And I remember so clearly they came into the kitchen and they opened up the pot. There was leftover soup from Shabbos with knedla. And they went in without a spoon. They were just with their hands taking out knedla. They were so hungry, really. They were arguing all day with people to try to get a few dollars and they hadn't eaten. And they probably were a little bit unrefined to begin with in their manners, but they were hungry. And it's a halacha ein bodkin b'mezaynus. You want to eat? Come on. So there's a Jew who davens in such a way. Tefillah la'ani means when a person says, Rabbanu Shlalom, I'm starving. I have nothing. And such a tefillah of a poor person is miskabelas miyad, tefillah la'ani. The person is humble enough to admit that even though I'm a good actor, the whole world looks at me like I'm epi something. And even though I might have a big house and a big car and I have this and I have that, the emes is, I'm nothing. I have nothing. I have only you. So there's a halacha, if a person is such an ani that he says I have nothing, he's embarrassed, and l'chash, and mitztokit, flona b'yishis upon him, ain't b'yikin b'mezaynis ma'achin al'isim yad, that Kadosh Baruch Hu has b'yad ha'rechavit to give. To give what that person needs. But there's a different tefillah. There's the tefillahs ha'arar, the tefillah of the devastated person, of the crushed person. What is this tefillah? Everybody here has felt in life devastated and broken. There's a difference between being poor and not having and needing. And feeling so devastated and crushed that even if you were given something, it wouldn't revive you. It wouldn't bring you back to yourself. It's not a knedel, it's not a knish. And it's not a kind word that will revive you. You feel that you're beyond. You're beyond any help. So Chazal revealed to us in the Medrash, on that pasuk in the Medrash Tilim, which is also called Medrash Shaychatayv, it's the same thing. Chazal revealed to us, what is this Tfilah Sa'ara? What is this? Ponel Tfilah Sa'ara. Pon Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak taught, Klapei Hadoyres Omrei. David HaMelech was talking about Klapei Hadoyres, means he was talking about the final generation. The end of time, as the Mefarshim tell us. Klapei Hadoyres means that at the end there's going to be a time where never before there will be Jews who are not Aniyim. There are still poor Jews in the world, but never before, never will there be such affluence like now. Klapei Hadoyres Omrei. So what is it that they don't have? What is it that they don't have? Every single year when I'm here, there are new machines that I don't recognize. What is it that they don't have? That the RR is missing. The generation of the end of time. Shein lehem loy novi. We don't have a novi. We don't have any neviim. V'loy kohen, and we don't have the kohen in Beis Hamikdash. We have kahanim, but we don't have kahanim serving in Beis Hamikdash. V'loy Beis Hamikdash shiyachaper aleihem. We don't have true neviim to teach us the real way to break through and to get mamish into our hearts, into our kishkis. We don't have kahanim in Beis Hamikdash, and we don't have a Beis Hamikdash shiyachaper aleihem. All the Medrash says, Rabbi Yitzchak says, all that the generation at the end of time will have left, all that we'll have is one thing. So without a Novi, there's no tshuva, and without a Beis Hamikdash, there's no kapara. So what do we have left? Ela oit fila achas nishtailem shem ispalim rosh hashanah v'yom ha-kippur. Tfila achas. We have one time of the year, one tfila, as I'll call it, the tfila, the davening of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'loi siv za'oysa mehem. Remember, from all that we have left, all that we know how to do, the only opportunity we have to achieve kapara, atonement, and to come back to you, and that you should forgive us, like koyin, like novim, like koyin, like b'samikdash yichaper. We have one way now to bring forgiveness into our lives for all that we've done this past year. Tfila achas. And what's that tfila achas? The tfila achas, what is the tfila of Hashanah Kippurim? V'loi siv za'oysa mehem. Don't reject it. Please, Hashem, don't turn it away. Eilu dairus shehen kemesim b'ma'aseihem. David Malik was talking about the time that will come, a generation that kemesim b'ma'aseihem, that they're like dead when it comes to being Jews, living as Jews, kemesim b'ma'aseihem. And even though Kemesim, they feel no chiyas, not with their davening, not with their tefillin, not with their Shabbos, they don't even feel a chiyas with mishpach, they don't feel a chiyas with anything. Kemesim b'maaseihem. Everything they do is half-hearted and dead. But still, uvoinu mispalu lefanechem Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. So what do they have left? They have that they come to daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Vata boirei oisa and biri yechadosha. And every year of Yisrael Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you create them again, you build them up and you create them again. That the Boyre Eisen Diri Chadosh. Kemesim B'Maaseyim. Kemesim B'Maaseyim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that even when it comes to this which is called the Tefillah Achas, the one davening of the year, the one davening of the year, Shoyim Kippur, where we have this opportunity to really, really change everything. And even then it's so hard for us to concentrate. And the words themselves are kemesim, the words themselves die as they come out of our mouths. So therefore, what hope is there for the Arorim, for the devastated Jews, who have so much money, who have big homes, who have beautiful children, who have beautiful cars, who have computers and machines and schools and neighborhoods and buildings and moisdas, and who have backyards and prefabricated sukkahs and golden sukkahs and silver sukkahs. A generation has everything but a kemesim b'maaseh. Boyin in the span with an echeb Rosh Hashanah v'Yekipurim. You know what it means? It means that they show up, that they come, that we're still coming. This is the biggest limud zchus. Everybody's here. We're all here together. Boyin in the span. Doesn't just say that they davened. What kind of davening? But boyin umispalin means that we say the words. We say the words, and even though it's so hard for us to say the words, as I said this morning, there are so many words. Everybody's going to be thinking the matzah of Rosh Hashanah. First of all, slichas. Someone told me that Baruch Hashem this year there are less days of slichas. Less days. And everybody knows that, even though it's not, we don't say those things except for maybe this person, but we don't say these things usually, but inside you feel that it's better just 3 days or four, if I mean 4 days minimum, but a couple of days of slichas than to get one of those, you know, double weeks, you know, double slichas. And the same relief that we feel when there's no tachlin on a certain day and you didn't know, and then all of a sudden you find out there's some chassan in the room and everybody wants to hug him and dance with him. because you know, you saved us from saying a paragraph. You don't know, because that paragraph is so hard for us to say. It's so hard. You know, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he would come lifnai v'lifnim into the holiest of holies, into that place once a year. And you know, he wore the simplest clothing when he would go in. He wore the big day pishtim when he came in. The set, plain, simple clothing. You know, pishtim, the material, the flax, the material, would be worn in a place that was magnificent. The most beautiful place. You'd think he'd come in there, Davka, with the big day Zohar, with gold and beautiful things with the big day Zohar. It says in the Sforim that Pishtim, the material Pishtim, is the letters Sfasayim. Pishtim is the letters Sfasayim, lips. And the tzaddikim, I don't remember where I saw this, but the tzaddikim say that the Kohen Gadol will go in with the big bay pishtim to say like this, to say, Rabbanu Shloilam, there are Jews, there's going to be a time, the last generation, there's going to be a time when their maisim are kemesim b'maaseh. And when it comes to their davening, they're not able to think, not able to concentrate for more than 2 seconds in the siddur. For more than 2 seconds to concentrate. But you know what they have, Rabbi Shalom? They come with their lips. They come every year, Rosh Hashanah Kippur, for the Tefillah Achas, these days. And you hear, when you walk into the shul, you hear that sound, that humming of noise. And then you hear the Negunim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the sound of the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The old Nusach that we still have from the Beis HaMikdash, something of that Nusach. Because the Tzaddikim say that what we have, the Nusach that we have, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is still something, the last thing that we have. Because all the different Jews and all the Kehillahs of the world, they say have a certain basic Nigun or Nusach, I don't know, that the Taimanim, the Merakins, the Ashkenaz, everybody has something in common. There's a Nusach that we still have from Beis HaMikdash. And the Kohen Gadol will go lifnai v'liftim with the big day Krishna to say, the Rebbeinu Shalom, even if all we have are the words that we say, not even the thoughts, not the feelings, but at least we're here. Boyinu mispalu. That we're still coming to daven. That even such a person who's bol his pala, that he's able to go lifnai v'lifnim. Like a Kohen Gadol lifnai v'lifnim in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. The tefillas ha'arar, the prayer of the devastated, crushed person is that he can't even muster up thoughts or feelings. But he still comes. He still goes to a shir. He still comes to shul. He still wants to be with other yidden together. So we understand. Kedalanu charashim defachnu glasecha. We're not talking about a regular poor person. A regular poor person who isn't devastated, who isn't crushed, who isn't so desperate, he's poor, he's hungry, and ain't breaking the mezainis, but there's a person who's so desperate. He's so desperate that he starts banging and screaming. And what is this banging and screaming? The fact that glasecha, glasecha, the fact that, what does it mean to bang on Hashem Yisrael's door? So I have to share with you a Torah from the Bnei Yisoschem. The Torah is found in the Agra Dekala and Parshas Re'eh. It's a couple of lines, it's a few sentences, I'll read it to you. If the Tzaddik of the Bnei Yisoschem didn't write such a thing, it would be impossible to say. The Bnei Yisoschem writes it, no other Tzaddikim, it's the Hechel Brach, the command, other Tzaddikim say like this too. And because it's written in the Agra Dekala, so the Bnei Yisoschem wanted us to learn this and to say it and to think about it. Ki hine Hashem Yisbarach chofetz she tzaddikim yevatlu gzeiroisav. Hashem Yisbarach wants that tzaddikim should annul his decrees. He wants that. He wants that tzaddikim, and amach kulam tzaddikim, especially now, amach kulam tzaddikim, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants that tzaddikim, that the tzaddik should nullify, should annul and cancel kivyochel Hashem's decree. Kizer sha'ashuv yizborach. This gives Hashem the greatest pleasure and delight when a tzaddik kivyochel cancels the tzaddik is goyzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyzer and the tzaddik is mevatel the gzeira. Kizeh shashuv yizborach. This is the delight of Hashem. It's His greatest nachas and pleasure. Lebal yoimer hatzadik shebevadai tzodku din of Yisborach. Umal livachulu. The Bnei Yisoschem was also a little bit, he didn't continue the sentence. He says that the tzadik shouldn't say, what should I do? Hashem already made such a decree. All the doctors agree that this person has to die. That this person is dying. Everybody agrees that you'll never get married, you're a lo yitzlof. Everybody agrees you'll never make a panosah. Everybody agrees that you'll never become a tzaddik. So what's there to do? So that's the way it is. Hashem Baruch made it in such a way. There are people who come from homes that if you look at what they're coming from, everybody in the world would say, every scientist, psychologist, sociologist would say that he's finished, he's fallen. There's no way that this person can make himself into anything. In classrooms, there are teachers who are misyayish from kids on the first day of class. They don't say it, but they feel it, and the kid feels it. The kid feels it. But what gives Hashem pleasure? Kivyochel. What's his nachas? Pizesh Hashem Yisborach Leval Yoymer Hatzadik Shebevadai Shebevadai Tzot Kodinim Yisborach. No. The tzaddik could say, "What? I'm not going to argue with God. I'm not going to fight with God. He made this Jew in such a way. He made this person in such a way. He made it Xavier. This person has such a machle. No, what am I going to do? My tilling, my davening. What should I do? I have to accept whatever Hashem says. I have to accept it. And He made it Xavier. This person is takala yutzluch. He doesn't have sex, he doesn't have parnas, he doesn't have this, he doesn't have that, and that's what Hashem's Baruch wanted. Or else it wouldn't be that way." So Bnei Sosa says, don't say such a thing. Don't say that the Baruch Hu did everything good. Shebevadai that Hashem is right. And we can't talk like that. Listen what he says. He says, it says in the Pasuk, this is in Parshas Re'eh. Lo yisasun kein la'Hashem elokeich. Which you know means it's halach that you can't, it's halach that deals with the erasing of Hashem's name. God forbid. It says, lo yisasun kein la'Hashem elokeich. Lo yisasun kein, don't do this. Lo yisasun kein la'Hashem elokeich. Don't do this with Hashem's name. Lo yisasun kein la'Hashem elokeich. The Bnei Sosa writes, al yoymer kein. So when God says this person is not going to live, and the doctors say, well, God, obviously God made this guy sick, so he's not going to live. Lo yisasun kein. Hashem says to the tzaddik, I'm a kulam tzaddikim, don't agree with that gezeirah. Don't say yes. Don't be a yes man. Be a yes man when it comes to putting on tefillin and learning and everything else that you have to do. Then say yes. Rosh Hashanah says, daven, yes. Learn, yes. Tefillin, mezuzah, tzitzis, yes, yes, yes. Shabbos, yes. Shemir say nine. Kedushin, sadibur, yes. But when there's a gezeirah, when a Jew's being destroyed, when you see something in the world that's hurting others, and you yourself feel that you're being thrown away from the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Lo yisasun kein la'Hashem elokeichem al yoymer kein. Lo yisasun kein. Don't say yes to that decree of God. Don't say yes. Lo yisasun tzedek v'nochon ledin of Yisbach. Don't say God knows what's best. It must be this is the right thing because God's doing it. It must be right. It must be good. Lo yisasun kein. Lo yisasun tzedek v'nochon ledin of Yisbach. Ki adarabba. Hashem Yisbach chofetz b'zeh. What does Hashem Yisbach want you to do? Sheyamlitzu avarabon. If He wants you to scream out for His children, He wants you to say, Loi Kain. V'yimtzul am schus, to find the schus. The commander in the Hechel Broche, in Pasha Shoiftim. He says this on the Pasuk, Loi Kain nosn lucha Hashem elokecha. Listen. Loi Kain nosn lucha Hashem elokecha means that Hashem Yisbach has given the Jew the ability to say lo, no, lo kein, not the way you said. Lo kein nosn lecha Hashem elokech. That the Baruch Hu wants us to say lo kein. When there's a child who's not doing well in school, and it seems that this exam in a Shemai comes from a difficult home, has a shvach hakop, a difficult head, is not going well, not behaving well, whatever, and the whole world is saying, this child, no, it's not going to work out for this kid. And it seems to me that they're maskim in Shemayim, that it's not going to work out for this kid. So then the Baruch Shalom says, Loi kein nosn lecha Hashem elokecha. You, I gave you the koyach to say to me, Loi kein. That's what I want you to do. That's your avoid in this world, not to give in to that.
And that's the oinuk of the Gemara says in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Yutes, Lam Natseach Mizma LaDavid. The choir, the conductor, Lam Natseach Mizma LaDavid. Everybody knows that the word Lunatseach doesn't only mean Nitsuach by musical instruments, conducting a choir. What does the word mean, Lunatseach? It means to be victorious, to win. Lam Natseach Mizma LaDavid, the Gemara says, Zamru l'misha noischin oisoi v'sameach. Sing a song, sing out to the Rebbeinu. You know why the Rebbeinu should sing to Hashem Yisbarach? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom is the only one. He's so happy when we defeat him. Lam natseach mizma l'david, zamru l'misha noischin oisoi v'sameach. Sing to Hashem Yisbarach. He wants us to defeat him. He wants us to say, Loi kein. It doesn't have to be this way. I don't have to be the way that they told me that I am. You have children that in first grade they were told, a child was told that Tim is a shaiter. You and I somehow along the way we picked up this idea that we're not going to ever be tzaddikim. That we can't finish Shas. That we can't become great people. Like Cain, it's not true. And if it looks like it's Zegzeim Shemaim, the Baruch Shalom wants us to argue, he wants us to be Menatseyachim. I said many times in shul that I remember my father and I, we used to play chess Friday night. There was a certain seder in the Weinberger home that was learning, there was being talking about the parasha. Then there was stuff from the war, but my father, not from my sister, my sister was my mother, and they just had a nice time. That was specially reserved for me. Stuff about the Milchama, and different things. And then we played chess. I'm not suggesting that a person does that on Shabbos, and you know that's discussed in the Poskim. But that's what it was. Not every Friday night, very often. I haven't played in so many years, and ever since I played with my father, I don't want to play with anybody else. And I don't know if I was good at it or not. My father said I was fantastic at it, but he used to say that about everything, and I found out later on that I was lousy at almost everything. But I know this, that when I would play with my father and was getting to that, you know, it was getting at the end, and not so many pieces left on the board. So I would make a move, and I would look at my father. I would look up from the board after thinking for a long time about this move. I would make a move, and I would look at my father, and he would go, "Don't do that." He didn't say anything. He just went, and then I would stop and think again, and I'd make another move. He would have a twinkle in his eye. Good. And if it would come to a checkmate, I felt my father jumping out of his seat. That he wanted to kiss me. Zamru l'misha shemenatzchen oisav v'sameach. There's nothing that gave my father more pride than me winning. Lo kein tasu Hashem elokeichem. That's what the Bnei Sos is teaching us. So here we are, the Rebbeinu Shalom is our room with a lot of money, not everybody has, but a lot of things and what to eat. There was food thrown out last night from the Simcha. There was food, not so much from today, I didn't think there was anything, but there was food thrown out. The women know what I'm talking about. There was this food, there's leftovers right now from Shabbos. Everybody here probably has something in the house, in the refrigerator still. Baruch Hashem, it's never been better. Not for everybody, unfortunately. But only the Rebbeinu Shalom knows how for our generation, the devastated and crushed last generation before Mashiach comes, that our mason can mason b'maseyim. Can mason b'maseyim means that the Baruch Shalom knows that for you and I, just to drag ourselves in the morning to a minyan, to drag ourselves out of bed to a shiur, to try to get to a minyan, to try to get a person goes to go to a mikveh, to get to a minyan, to try to get to any mitzvah, and once you get to a minyan, once you get to daven, to try to krechts out a couple of words, that it's mesiras nefesh mamash. It's
It's Mesivus Nefesh Mamash. Because, you know, Ein Lanu Loi Novi. We don't have any Novi. V'loi Kayin, we don't have any Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash. V'loi Beis HaMikdash L'chapeh. But you know, we have preachers and znus and filth and schmutz and the internet and the movies and the television, and we have the street, and we have a culture that's crazy, that's sick, a world that was never as depraved and sick and insane as the world that we're living in now. And I know that every generation said that this mama, but the emes it's now. That was a vorspeis, but this is the emes. Do I have to explain that you see, you walk in the streets now, you don't see a tzur of a human being. It's not even more the tzur of a human being. And I don't have to explain that. That a person in his own house, how much sorrow is what people have with this inyan with the machine, and all the finyanim that are going on, kiyadua. So here at the end of time, like Navi v'like Kohen, but there are a lot of other things that we have, and all these other things that we have cause us to be k'neisim b'maaseinu, like dead people. They've taken away from us our cheshek to learn, our cheshek to do mitzvahs, our cheshek to daven, our cheshek to be tzaddikim. Sulucha Hashem Atztoke Velonu Boishas Atom. And we could all be embarrassed if we think back on things that happened this past year, and the ears would turn dark, dark red. If we'd be honest enough to remember it, the ears would turn dark red when it comes to Inyanim of Kedusha, seeing and Dibur, things that we said that we shouldn't have said, that we heard that we shouldn't have heard, husbands and wives with children, chulu v'chulu. And therefore the Midas Adin, according to the Midas Adin, all we could say is Manoiver, Manadaber, Manitzdabak. Manitzdabak, what could I say? What could we say? How can we justify what we've done? There are no excuses. There's no way to justify the things that have happened this past year that we've done. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Shalom, if it would be the Midas Adin would say, go home, forget about Slichus. You come with such a chutzpah, the Midas Adin could say, not only Slichus do you want, you don't even ask for Slichus, you say Slichus. And not only do you want forgiveness, but you're coming and screaming, Bon Chaim is Zayni Revichi, Stam, children. Bon Chaim, long life and health, and Zayni Panosa. Kosveinu b'sei for this, and Kosveinu b'sei for that, Panosa v'chal kolon, Chaim Toivim, not just a little Chaim Toivim. Not just for me. L'chol b'nei b'risach. So the Midas Adin would say, you mechutzif, you as a stomach. You have a nerve to say slichas, and on top of that, to give me a shopping list of everything that you want for the coming year. Like you think that it's Kratzmach and I'm Santa. That you're coming with a list. But Rabbi Shalom, we say to you, and we say this only because you revealed it to the tzaddikim, and the Bnei Yisroel, Ne'emonim aleinu, the Bnei Yisroel, we all trust and we all accept. The Bnei Yisroel was going, had the Oinim and Kaddish HaKadosh, and the command of the tzaddikim. Rabbi Shalom, you revealed to us through the Gemara and Tzachim that you're happy when we defeat you. That's the Gemara. So even those of you who are questioning the Bnei Yisroel, it's right to say that. Even though, Chas V'Shalom, we're not allowed to question the Bnei Yisroel. And you say, I never heard of the commander. Chas V'Shalom, we're not questioning the commander. But the Gemara says, Zamru L'misha Menatzchim Yisrael V'Sameach. Because Rabbi Shalom, you revealed through your tzaddikim
that you don't want us to give up, even though it looks like you yourself have given up on us. That's just the way it looks. It's not true. It's not true. The only reason it looks that way is what Rabbi Shimon, you wanted, that what Al Yorma came, that we shouldn't give in you, because your pleasure, your nachas, your delight in this world, is that you should say no, we should disagree with you, Kivyachal, in that respect. And to say, even though my whole life looks like I'll never be a tzaddik, loy kein, nosnucha Hashem lekechem. You gave me the ability to say, loy kein, no. I'm going to be better. You said it every year. Last slichas, two slichas in the go. You said every year it's going to be different this year. Loy kein nosnucha Hashem lekechem. And therefore, Rabbi Shalom, as we're about to ask you for slichas, we say, Rabbi Shalom, we say only as your children who were taught by the Chacham to daven this way. We say, Loi Kain to all the darkness. Loi Kain to all the Hester Ponim. Loi Kain to all the Jews that are right now in cancer wards in Manhattan and all over the world. Loi Kain to all the misery. Loi Kain to all the broken homes. Loi Kain to all the children that are coming to this world and as beautiful babies, and then when they're a few years old, they're really so confused and lost. Loi Kain. Though you gave us the right and you taught us that you delight in our saying to you, no more. No more. No more has to come. No more darkness, no more choshech, not here, not in Eretz Yisrael. If we believe with all of our hearts in this power, that we have shekoyach, then there would be no more Yishma'elim, there would be no more Rishoyim, there would be no more Varisha Kulokosh and Tichl. In a moment it would disappear. We don't believe in ourselves. We don't know that we have such kaifis that we come to daven with Mesiris Nefesh, and the Baruch Hashem looks in the high room and says, what? Chazu banai, look at my children. The whole world is meshigu with sick things, crazy things, and look where they are now tonight. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. And the whole world is right now meshigu with all kinds of tumah and creatures, and look where your children are. It's hard for them. They don't want to. It's hard for them to be here, and they're going to be sleeping and doing. But they're here. Boy, the mispal and lefanecha tefila achas and Bereshit lay sivzay tefila achas in the style hand. Boy, the mispal and lefanecha Roshana Yom Kippur ba'atam boy reis and beir chadasha. And you promised us that if we still come at the end of time, you'll create us. You'll give us a new neshama leif tahor berali lukim. Life to her, Miroli Lakim, we could all ask for that now. Create in me, a new heart, a pure heart. Viruach Nochain Chadesh Bekirbi, with all of those dreams that I once had as a child of what kind of person I could be, Viruach Nochain Chadesh Bekirbi, Rabban Shomir, your Ararim. We're your devastated ones. We're not on need and we're not poor. We have what to eat. We think of ourselves as being self-sufficient. And all we really have are the big day pishtim, the simple swasayim, the lips. The lips that tell the story of our belief in you after all these years. The lips that are going to be saying, b'chol ma'anim this, b'chol ma'anim that. The lips that are still saying those words, Ma'aseh Elokeinu, still saying all those words after all these years. Hashem, Hashem, Kerachum, Mecham, Nerech HaPam, we don't see, we don't understand what, where, but we say those words and we believe that somehow that you're listening and it makes a difference and we continue to say these words, and therefore we come and we bang on the door with the reshus that you gave to the tzaddikim to teach us to say, Lo'isasun kein la'Hashem Elokeichem, not to give in. You promise that you listen to the poor person when he davens to the crushed person. To share with you a story, we'll take a minute and we'll start. Everybody heard of Reb Chaim of Reb Chaim Berlin. Reb Chaim Berlin was the son of the Netziv. In the late 1800s, Reb Chaim Berlin was the Rav in Moscow. It was a hard place to be in those years. It's not so much better now. He was the Rav in Moscow. And it happened once that Reb Chaim had to leave Moscow. He had to leave his kehillah before Yom Kippur. There was some kind of an emergency in the mishpacha. He had to be someplace. And he ended up on Yom Kippur being in a far-flung little shtetl someplace that had one little besmedrish, a tiny community of Jews. That's where he was able to get to in this place, to get to for Yom Kippur. He didn't know anybody there. And even though Reb Chaim was certainly very sad that he couldn't be with his kehillah, with his family and so on, but he prepared for Yontif, and he found some little place, and he ate a little bit there of Yom Kippur himself. When it came time for Kol Nidre, now I'm going to read it to you what it says in this book. Just as the time for Kol Nidre arrived, Reb Chaim entered the shul and found it empty and silent. Came Kol Nidre to this little shul, there's nobody there. Nobody with kittel, nobody with talis, no one is sitting and saying Tfilah Zakeh, it's empty. He waited and waited and he saw that nobody's coming to Kol Nidre. And it was time for Kol Nidre, so what could he do? He said Kol Nidre in his own. So the next morning it says he arrived at the shul hoping to see some people. But once again he was disappointed. He had to daven by himself. A few hours passed, nobody's in shul. And it was already the afternoon. At that point, several men showed up. They looked dirty. Actually, they were caked with dirt, as if they had come straight from working in the fields. Filthy. So it was hard for Reb Chaim to imagine that the Yidden were working in Kippur. But that their appearance looked like that. And they started to daven and cry and scream, and Reb Chaim never saw such a davening. With incredible emotion, they davened and broke down crying uncontrollably. The sight was something Reb Chaim would never forget. So he asked them at some point when there was a little bit of a break, he asked them, "What happened to you? Who are you? Where are you coming from?" One of the men recognized, yeah, they asked, and it's Reb Chaim Berlin, the famous Reb Chaim Berlin, and he stepped forward and he explained apologetically, Late yesterday, the Russian army came to town demanding that every adult male follow them for forced labor. We begged them to leave us alone and allow us to pray on our holy day. But they just laughed and threatened us. We had no choice. We were under terrible pressure. We worked for them digging ditches all night, last night, and throughout today. And that's why we looked like this. Until we were able to get away for a few moments and run to shul. The man spoke between sobs, shaken from the ordeal. So Chaim asked these Yidden in their filthy clothing, he asked if he could say a few words. And this is what he said. Listen carefully. There were once two neighbors who had an argument over a chicken. Each one claimed that the chicken belonged to him. The homes were on either side of a small patch of land. Neither was able to produce any witnesses as to who owned the chicken. So the two of them went to Beis Din to resolve the matter. Who's the chicken? The Beis Din took the chicken and placed it between the two houses on the small patch of land. They untied its feet and watched to see where it would walk. Then they knew to whom the chicken belonged. Reb Chaim spoke in an emotion-filled voice and he said, "Reb Chaim, look at what children you have. When their feet are tied together, they have no choice but to go to work. But the moment their feet are untied, they don't go to theaters or to where the goyim go. They don't even go home to rest for a moment. They come straight to shul to cry and daven to you. This is where they instinctively run. It is the greatest proof that these people belong to you. A greater proof than 1,000 witnesses." Rebbein Shalom, on behalf of the entire kehillah and all of our chaverim, I want to say that we belong to you. And our feet, the moment our feet are untied, the moment that we have
that we have a little bit of a seichel to understand that our world is not the world of work, it's not the world of the street, it's not the world of it's not the world outside, but our world is with you, our life is with you, and we belong to you. Our feet are untied. Rabbi Yisrael, it's Slichus, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Kippur. Our feet are untied. And the Baruch Hashem shall look down and see that his children are all coming to him. Whether they're religious, they're from, even the ones that are not from, they're going to their synagogues, to their temples, but all of Hashem's Baruch's children are coming back to him. Each one in his own way when his feet are untied. He knows that this is his place. And like Reb Chaim Berlin said to those Jews in that village, look, Rabbi Shalom, at your children, we're covered with dirt, much thicker than the dirt of those Jews in the village. Much, much, much thicker. But the moment that our feet are untied, we come back to you. And therefore you know that we belong to you. Amcha v'nachlasecha, amcha, amcha, your people. We just read in the parasha last week. The eyes of Hashem, Mereshis Hashanah, are upon us and the land from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. But it says Mereshis Hashanah ad Achris Shana. Don't say Hashanah. Yismach Moshe said, every year the Baruch Shalom says, this is going to be Hashanah. This is going to be the year. The year of Tshuva, the year of Geula. And then we don't live up to his expectations, and it turns out at the end, Mereshis Hashanah ad Achris Shana. So here we are, it's the end of the year. It turned out that it wasn't Mashiach so far, and still it's not, the year's not over. But, and for ourselves personally, each person knows that it wasn't Hashanah that he thought. But Wednesday night is Rosh Hashanah. I want to give a bracha to each and every one of us, and to all of Klal Yisrael, that this should be Hashanah. This should be the year for each and every one of us. For our people, this should be the year. Hashem is Moshem, help. Tatya Tzrura, release us from this galus. Release us, our feet and our hands are tied in such a way, and we're covered in schmutz. But you'll see that if you untie us from this, that will come back to you. And here we are, boring in the span of Anocha Tfila Achas. Va'ata borei oisam biria chadosha, create us again. Leif tohor b'roli elokim, ruach nachoyin chadish b'kirbi. That each and every one of us with all of Klai Yisrael should be zoichet v'shnas g'ulu v'shnas Yeshua, v'shnas refuah, v'shnas Mashiach, v'keinu v'agula ha'shleim v'amit, v'zimhem v'yameinu v'amein v'amein.